I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Friday, April 12th. A portion of Newport Avenue in North Quincy is closed after a crash late last night. Police say the driver of a Toyota pickup truck crashed into a pole at Newport Avenue and Holbrook Road just before midnight, taking down two poles and some wires, and then ran away from the scene. Police found the truck in the nearby Stop and Shop parking lot with heavy damage and airbag deployment. The crash had initially shut down the entire roadway for about 2 hours. This morning, the northbound lanes are open and one southbound lane is open. However, delays are expected as National Grid crews continue to make repairs. Power was out in the area for a time, and police are still searching for that driver. The cost for building a new Quincy animal shelter has ballooned to $23 million. Public Buildings Commissioner Paul Hines told the Quincy City Council this week that the cost for removing asbestos at the construction site off Quarry Street is forcing the total cost of the new shelter higher. Hines said delays and inflation have also increased the total costs of the new animal shelter to $23 million. This week, the City Council Finance Committee approved an additional $6 million to cover the cost increases for the new animal shelter. That $6 million was included in a $20 million bond that was approved for public buildings, public works, parks, and vehicles. City Council also approved another $4 million bond for historic preservation and tourism that will be funded through the hotel motel tax. The father of the three Duxbury children allegedly killed by their mother last year will take their memory across the Boston Marathon finish line on Monday as part of his mission to help kids in need. Patrick Clancy will be running the 26.2 miles of hilly terrain on behalf of Boston Children's Hospital's Miles for Miracles team, raising money to help sick children and honoring the memory of his children who, quote, couldn't have made their dad prouder. On his fundraising page, Patrick wrote he was inspired by his 5-year-old daughter, Cora, who wished to be a doctor, his 3-year-old son, Dawson, everyone's favorite pal, and baby Callan, whose infectious personality earned him the nickname Happy Callan. The children were allegedly fatally strangled by their mother, Lindsay Clancy, in January of last year before she jumped from a window in a suicide attempt. Lindsay Clancy was arraigned in October at Tewksbury Hospital on 3 counts of murder and strangulation in the deaths of her children. A plea of not guilty was entered on her behalf. Her defense has indicated they will use an insanity defense at trial. Patrick Clancy says he was inspired to run for the cause in part because of the care Boston Children's Hospital gave his baby Callan before the 8-month-old died in his arms. Clancy's initial fundraising goal of $25,000 has already been surpassed by more than $10,000. In an update, Patrick writes that the Miles for Miracles team has raised over $1.5 million, and his page is one of the top earners. Since the tragedy unfolded inside the family's Summer Street home in Duxbury on the evening of January 24th of 2023, Lindsay Clancy's attorney Kevin Reddington has maintained that she'd been suffering from postpartum depression and that she was over-medicated at the time of her children's deaths. The 128th running of the Boston Marathon will take place this Monday. Law enforcement agencies have identified a broad set of potential soft targets for an attack, particularly designating viewing areas at the Boston Marathon, according to a document obtained by ABC News. The assessment for this year's marathon says there is no specific credible threat for violence. But the document noted that the 2013 marathon bombing continues to provide inspiration, citing recent Al-Qaeda propaganda, which has included images of the 2013 bombing and the Sarnia brothers to encourage violence, particularly in retaliation for the ongoing Israel-Hamas war. The assessment from the FBI, Department of Homeland Security, and Boston Police identified no specific actionable threat, but noted the proximity to springtime religious observances and symbolic anniversaries, including the Oklahoma City bombing, the Branch Davidian compound fire in Waco, Texas, Adolf Hitler's birthday, and the 25th anniversary of the Columbine High School massacre in Colorado. Marathon will be run amid a heightened threat environment caused by the ongoing war in the Mideast and the highly charged political atmosphere at home. Former Boston Police Commissioner William Evans has taken part in 61 marathons, including many in Boston. Evans, now the chief of police at Boston College, will also be running this year's Boston. Karen Reed, the woman accused of killing her boyfriend, Boston police officer John O'Keefe, in 2022 by hitting him with her car, is set to face trial on Tuesday, but that trial has the potential to be delayed again, according to legal analysts, because of dozens of filings this week. A pretrial hearing, which is standard procedure, is set for 9 o'clock this morning. This week alone, both the prosecution and the defense have filed 30 different motions. One of those is a motion to preclude the defendant from raising a third-party defense. Prosecutors are asking the judge to prohibit Reed's team from suggesting that a third party murdered John O'Keefe. The defense team has suggested on numerous occasions that O'Keefe died in the cold outside after a fight inside a house party at which Karen Reed was not present. Other motions include a motion to prohibit any mention of blogger Turtle Boy during the trial, to prohibit any reference to the federal investigation into the case, and the defense's motion to exclude bad character evidence. At a pretrial hearing today, the judge will have to hear oral arguments on most or all of the motions and will need to rule on them before the trial begins on Tuesday. There are no business days on which the court is open between the pretrial hearings and the trial start date. For that reason, legal analysts say there is a potential the judge could delay the start of the trial if she doesn't have time to rule on all of the motions. There are additional factors that will extend the length of the trial, including jury selection that could take a long time. Reed will be in Norfolk Superior Court in Dedham at 9 o'clock this morning. Local author and historian Alan Earls will present a talk on the Massachusetts Library Legacy Saturday from 2 to 3 p.m. in the community meeting room of the Thomas Crane Public Library in Quincy Center. That program is being held in honor of National Library Week. Quinn Cycles will be holding a free bicycle maintenance event at the Central Middle School on Hancock Street on Saturday from 1 to 4 p.m. Volunteers will be available to assist with flat tires, brake issues, or other minor bicycle maintenance tasks. Space is limited. Pre-registration is encouraged at quincycles.org. Bar Association of Norfolk County will hold a free legal clinic Tuesday, 6 to 8 p.m. at the Quincy District Courthouse. Attorneys experienced in all areas of the law will be available for a free private consultation. No appointments are necessary. Reminder, curbside collection of trash and recycling will be delayed one day in Quincy next week due to the Patriots Day holiday on Monday. A check of business news this morning, and stocks are mixed. The Dow is down 2 points, the NASDAQ rose 271, and the S&P is up 38. Asian stocks are mostly lower, and the euro is down, oil at $85 a barrel. In sports, the Knicks beat the Celtics 118-109, and Boston will be hosting Charlotte tonight at 7:30. Red Sox lose to the Orioles in 10 innings, 9-4. Baltimore completes a sweep of the Sox. The Angels are at Fenway tonight at 7:10. The Bruins are in Pittsburgh tomorrow night at 8. Today's forecast from the National Weather Service: wind-driven rain through the morning hours, maybe some breaks later today, at a high of 64 degrees. Cloudy tonight, a low of 48. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, high of 55. Sunday, mostly cloudy, high of 62. And then Marathon Monday on Patriots Day, partly sunny, a high 67 degrees. For the boater today, waves about 2 feet, wind out of the south, 20 to 25, gusting to 40 knots. and a high tide at 3:08 p.m. Sunrise 6:07, set at 7:22. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Friday, April 12th.